This portion of Grassroots Marketing on location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back to the NCIA Cannabis Business Summit. I'm Radical Russ with the Russ Belleville Show here in Oakland, California. And joining us at the desk, we have Doug Wood, the Chief Operations Officer from Orange Photonics, Inc. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. And bring that real close to your face there so
okay.
I can hear you.
Better.
I think that microphone's got some problems. But all right, Doug. So Orange Photonics, Light Lab, and Marijuana Analyzer. So we're talking about more than just the lighting for the plants, but actually trying to figure out what's best for them. Is that it?
Well, we're actually testing an analysis system.
Okay.
We're taking what you would rely on from your friendly neighborhood lab, formal lab, and taking that testing process right into the growing environment where we're rugged and we're accessible to untrained individuals, and now they can run their own tests and track their cannabinoids on a constant, cost-effective, very accurate basis.
So we're testing the product itself, the cannabis itself, for its potency and other values?
That's right. Any form of dried flower as well as extracted cannabis derivatives can go right into our box and get the same lab quality results. And typically what you'd get is THC and CBD as well as other cannabinoids as a percentage of biomass. And you can do that as many times as you want as part of your growing process to confirm your distribution plans at a dispensary to feel very confident about the capabilities and inclusions in your products, that sort of thing.
What are the testing methods that you're using to validate this?
Well, our founder, Dylan Wilkes, is a third-generation spectroscopist.
Oh!
And what we're doing uniquely is we're combining chromatography to separate out the chemicals from the inert ingredients, and spectroscopy, which takes those individually identified chemicals and determines their percentages.
Okay.
And that combination of chromatography and spectroscopy, that's representing a lot of equipment at a major lab, a significant amount of time and a lot of cost. And we're doing that on the top of a bench right there in your growing environment or on your retail distribution counter, right, with people who can do it without that kind of a background, very accurately, repeatedly, effectively.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Okay, so it's Orange Photonics, and you can find them at orangephotonics.com. And so what are some of the problems that you find? I mean, what are the typical things when people come to you and then you discover what's going on, some of the things that people are doing that maybe they could correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, growers, for example, are trying to optimize their biomass, but also the chemical content. Medicinal cannabis, for example, they want the highest CBD rates.
Okay.
Well, they get only a limited information about what that plant is producing. In reality, CBD peaks and rises through the growing process and will fall.
Oh.
And now that they have a test device right in the production environment, they can identify the peak point at which they can harvest their product and yield the best CBD or THC content or whatever they're looking for. And that means more effective products, safer products, and better revenue-producing products for those folks as well.
So this is testing, or I guess maybe this is an epiphany that just hit me here. This is a testing we're talking about during the grow process, not after you've harvested, you turn in your bud, and now it's too low in CBD.
Exactly. This is a process that somebody who's trying to tailor strains and improve them can use to see how all these other things, their light choices, their watering choices, their fertilizers, how those are affecting the actual developed product. And that can be for flower, but it can certainly be for extracts as well.
Sure.
As you know, the chemical content is much higher in a lot of those extracts, and being accurate with the result is more important than ever. So being able to do that dynamically, it takes from start to finish no more than 10 minutes to get an accurate result with a light lab box.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, because everything I've talked to a lot of testing labs before,
yeah.
and it's always post-harvest, right?
Yeah.
I think, well, that's good. We want that, but you know, if I was aiming for something and
right.
didn't hit the target, I got to wait for the whole next harvest. This sounds like you've solved that problem.
I think so. And those very test labs that you've been speaking to are our friends, because A, they help confirm that we're accurate. So there's an efficacy and safety and quality standard that they help us with. And working with them as partners, they can push out on-site testing services as an extension of their businesses. So those labs can actually be a channel for our products, a partner with us as well.
Wow. Doug Wood from Orange Photonics, Inc., Light Lab and Marijuana Analyzer. You can check them out at orangephotonics.com. Are there any other contact info, Facebook or anything you want to tell people about?
Sure. You can reach us on Twitter. We have Facebook and LinkedIn pages as well. It's all right there on the website.
Fantastic. All right. Check them out, orangephotonics.com. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks, Doug Wood, for being with us.
Thank you so much,
And we'll be
Russ.
Back with more here from the NCIA Cannabis Business Summit when we return.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.